מפרסם שין למטס סיף זיין. Let us again see the lotion of the Mechaber Svine Abolt. Im hi yeshebes bekarka hayom, if this boat is not floating, it's resting on the karkois hayom, ve'eino shoto klal, it is not floating. Mutar likones bo, so a person is permitted to enter the boat in Shabbos, because there's no shaila of entering the boat. Like this, we will see that if we have a boat that is floating, and the person enters the boat in Shabbos, so just like there's an issur of shot, that he is not permitted to swim or to float on Shabbos, so if he is on a boat that is floating, so this also goes into the category of the issur of shot. He's floating on the water. But since this boat is resting on the karkois hayom, on the ground of the yam, so he's not floating, so he's permitted to enter the boat. Then the Mechaber says a bigger chiddush, even the boat is floating, but v'mhi kishura, but if it is tied, k'minag hasfinois ha'oimdois banomel, like the ships that are tied up by the port, they're tied up in the to the dock, so they cannot move. Af al pi shehi shoto al pnei hamayim, even though this ship is floating, muta likonisbo, so he's permitted to enter this ship. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'eino shoto klal, sivkot lamed hei, the ship is not floating. Avol im shoto, if the ship is floating, also likones masfine, is not allowed to enter the ship, because he finds himself that it's considered like he's also floating al pnei hamayim. V'chein b'mavo shekoyrim from, now this is a ferry, it could very well be that the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about a raft that they have, that used to be rafts that used to take over from one side of the river to the other side. So one is not permitted to enter this ferry, b'nei d'nire kishot ba'atzmai, it looks like he is floating, so therefore this is also. But if the ship is resting al karkois hayom, the ship is resting on the ground of the yam, so it's not floating, mutar likones bo, so one is permitted to enter the ship in Shabbos. Va'osa l'chol odom laharim, now there is a haramim which is brought down in the Gemara, and the Gemara is matter this harome for tzuva mirabonon, but the Mishnah Berurah is paskening bizmaneinu, we don't have someone who is eligible to be called a tzuva mirabonon. But let us just see what we're speaking about. The Gemara says that a tzuva mirabonon is permitted to enter a ship which is perhaps on the karkois hayom, or it's tied up, and he's going to go into the ship and he's going to sleep. No, what's wrong with going to sleep in the ship? Nothing. So he's going to go to sleep. He didn't do anything wrong whatsoever. But he knows that this ship, there's a guy who is going, this is, he's laying down, let's say, he wants to go on the, between you and me, he wants to go on the other side of the river. So, but you're not allowed to go on the ship. But now he's walking into the ship, calls man, and the ship is docked, the ship is touching the ground, he's going to sleep. But a half hour later, a guy enters the ship, and he takes the ship over. He's in the middle of Shina B'Shabbos Tainig, this Silver Merabonam. And when he wakes up, oh, he's on the other side of the river. Ah, Tzatzayniraev Yasa. And he goes out, and Mamish. And so this is a haromer. That means he didn't tell any, he didn't tell the guy to take the ship over to the other side. He knows he's going to do it, but that's irrelevant. But from his actions, there are innocent actions. He didn't do anything. He just went in to sleep. When he woke up, he was on the other side of the river. So the Gemara says, Atsuva merabonon is muta. Atsuva merabonon is muta. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Va'osa l'chol odom laharim likonis lishem b'seichom. But everyone, so let's see the Sharet Zion. Hainu afilu l'talmud chochem. Now Talmud chochem also is not permitted to do this. Ayin b'gmorim. The Gemara says that Talmud chochem is permitted. Ubizmaneinu ein lono tamidei chomim l'inizet. To have this kulim, they won't be matter of a Talmud chochem bizman chazal. We don't have such a Talmud Chacham, so therefore that is what he's saying. Va'osa l'chol adam laharim likonis lishem b'seicha. V'yedeya hini knows sheini yehudi yelichenu me'ivar ha'sheini b'shabbos. He knows what's going to happen. Bavulu l'seicha tchum. V'ayin m'simen reish memches sivgibol b'hago. Now, in Simen Reish Memches, it says as follows. The Isser is, let us just say what the Mechaber says, that a person, the law is that a person is not permitted to enter a ship which is going to, in Shabbos, that is going to go over a river, because just like in Shabbos, he is not permitted to swim, so he's not permitted to go into a ship that will float over the water in Shabbos, and this is nichlal in the gzeira of Ein Shotin b'Shabbos. Fine. Now he says, "Va'ayin simin reish memchesiv gimel b'hagov dim nichnas bo." Me'erev Shabbos, what happens if he entered the ship before Shabbos? V'kone shom shvise. What does that mean, kone shom shvise? The whole Bein HaShemoshes, he was in the ship. It says probably she made Kiddush there also, but Al Kaponim, he was there in the ship, the whole Bein HaShemoshes. Shari. So then, this is permissible. Nisu havi kebesoi. So that means that if he goes in the ship on Shabbos, and the ship is going to go on Shabbos, so it's considered he's doing a pula of shock. He's going into a vehicle that's going to be shot up near Hamayim. So it's considered kilu he is shot in Shabbos by entering the ship in Shabbos. But if he entered the ship erev Shabbos, it was kind of shvisa in the ship. So then, he didn't do any iser in Shabbos. He entered the ship Erev Shabbos. The minute he entered the ship Erev Shabbos, we consider Ke'ilu, the ship is Beisai. Now, this is his Makim Shvisa. He was Kaine Shvisa in this Makim. And now the ship is going, so that's not considered like he's doing a maisa of Shotin Shabbos. This Mokim is his house, and now this was Kainish Risa and the Mokim. Now the Mokim is moving, so doesn't go into the Issa of Shot. That is, if he went in Erev Shabbos and he remains in the ship a whole Shabbos. That's one cooler. But now the Rambam says there a bigger chiddush. Vafilu the ship is going to go chutz l'tchum. It's also muta. Now, that's also what this is Beisai, and the ship is going chutz l'tchum. We're saying it's l'mayla me'asore. It's no problem. That means the ship is higher than 10 tefachim. So there's no isar of hoile chutz l'tchum. He wasn't kind of shvisa yet, because the ship is l'mayla me'asore tefachim, so the place he wasn't kind of shvisa. So even though the ship eventually will end up chutz l'tchum, but he didn't go chutz l'tchum, and then he has no problem whatsoever. So if he entered the ship before Shabbos, he was kind of shvisa in the ship, so the ship is his bias, and there's no problem whatsoever. It's l'mayla me'asor, he's not going chutz l'tchum, and there's no issa of shot, because he's not shot in Shabbos. This is his bias. Now the bias is shot, but it's not considered kilo, he's doing a ma'isa of shot. Okay, fine. Also, Lot says, Misvina Lesvina. That means, let us say, this Svina wants to, this from this Svina, wants to go to a new Mokim. So, in order to go to a new Mokim, he has to go into a smaller Svina that will take him to the port. This is a big Svina. So, the second Svina that he's entering now, now he's Shotin Shabbos. That means the first Svina you went in before Shabbos, it's called Kibay, so he finished. But to go into a second Svina, there's a Nisab Shot. There's no problem. Now, a person had a guy owed him a lot of money. Now this Yid found out about this in Shabbos, the guy is pretty sick. The guy lived on the other side of the river. Now, if he's going to go over in Shabbos, there is a shayla of shot. That means he's going to go onto the ship on Shabbos, so there's a shayla of shot. Now, between you and me, the Mechaber paskened that it's also to go into ship on Shabbos, it's also al shot. There are mekilim that hold that it's mutter. The Mechaber paskened that it's also. Now, here there's a shaila of a tremendous hefsed moment. And it seems there'd be a mokim to be mekel, to be seimech on the mekilim, and go on the ship on Shabbos. And no problem. There's a big hefsed mokim. So So also like lahaskin svinektana laleches etzloi, we're talking about the Isar of Shot in Shabbos. So Maria Levi says the Leibori has aked. The Shema Leyamos, he's sick, but who says he's going to die in Shabbos? Oy, if he will die, Yitzhava Lefroya, maybe he'll say, he'll tell his Yoshim, it's great that they should pay him up. Even though there's no shayla of trumim, everything is soicha trum, the whole shayla is shot. But the Ria Levi said, we will not be matter because it's not bori hezek. It's not clear that you'll have hezek. There's possibilities that if he dies, he'll tell them to pay, or maybe he won't die. So it's not, well, you can't say, well, we won't be matter this is because of a hefsid moment. Who says there'll be a hefsid moment? What?
Bori hezek.
Oh, so by bori hezek, then he would be mekel. But the Levi says, in this case, this scenario, is not bori hezek. That's what the Maria Levi says. Umogin Avrom Kosav, the Mogin Avrom says, Dafilo bori hezek also. Dafilo bori hezek also. That bori hezek is also also. Dafilo lidvar mitzvah also. Ayin simen tofresh yud gimel sivov. In simen tofresh yud gimel, it's tofresh yud gimel silchus shem akipurim. In silchus shem akipurim is brought down that a person is permitted in Yom Kippur to go through a river, even though he's going to get wet. It's not a rechitza shel tainig lekabel b'nei rabbi. So letzarech mitzvah, it's mutter, rechitza is mutter letzarech mitzvah. Yeah, he's going to get wet. The shayla is how much he'll get wet. That's a shay. So there's an eighth of what to do. He shouldn't be seichet begodov, and he's permitted to do this. But there it says, but to take a raft or a ship to go to the Rebbe is also. So the Mogen Avraham says, so we see, even though the Tzorech Mitzvah in Yom Kippur, they were Mata Rechitze. Okay, it's not a Rechitze Shel Peinik, so they were Mata. But the Yisrael Shot, they weren't Mata. So Mamela, so the Mogen Avraham says, so just like they weren't Mata, a mitzvah, they're not a bori hezek also. So he brings a ray from that in. There the Mechaber paskins, and it's also tzorech mitzvah. So he says, tzorech mitzvah is also, so who didn't have sin moment is also awesome. So we have here a machloikis, the Mogen Avrom, and the Ria Levi. Ubachayodom, klal mem dalid oischof, kosav, dim sorech laver bemavor, le mitzvah oiveres. That means, this is a mitzvah oiveres. That means like this. A mitzvah oiveres means that, it's a kish, there, on the other side of the river, they're blowing shayfa there, so here it's Rosh Hashanah. Well, here it ki shayfa. If he won't go over, so he won't hear the shayfa Rosh Hashanah finish. It's a mitzvah iveres. This is not the same case like the Mogen Avraham's case. He wants to go the kabbal b'nei rabbi. Fine, it's a tzorech mitzvah. They were matter to go into a no, and they were not matter to go into a ship. That's a mitzvah they asked. But a mitzvah iveres, this is on the other side, there's a dos, on the other side, there is a shayfa, some mele, so the chayodom was nim sorech laver b'mavol, the mitzvah iveres, v'yevsher b'nyin acha. V'chein, imi she yesh loim, choyim eitz loim et gilulim, v'ibori hezekim lo yavar b'shabes v'svine, Maybe you could be makers. I got so there's a Chuvis Rabbi Kevega. Rabbi Kevega speaks about the Shaila. Kevega's Moyrnik Machmer. He says, there's a Issa Chazal Asad in Shotan Beshabbos. That's a Pasna Shulchan Aruch. So, but Rabbi Kevega cleared. He says there was a case that a person lived in a village, and the other side of the river there was a minyan, and his village was no minyan. So once in Davin, the minyan, he wants a kris. I play this. Kamega said he doesn't see any head there to go over on a raft in Shabbos. What? Who? Both. Okay, that's one aid set. I'll call on him. That he doesn't, but Rabbi Kamega says, but what will be if he's going to make the minyan? That means without him, there's no minyan. He says, that's a zikri harabim. That's a zikri harabim. A zikri harabim, he says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brochas that they were mishacher, tovi, avdei shalom gamliel, they were mishacherim. There was 9 people. And they needed him for a minyan, so they were mishachet David. Now that's an issa the eraisa alava b'mechal say of loylam ben tavoidi. Not allowed to be mishachet David Knani, but the tzorech a mitzvah the rabbim they were matter an issa the eraisa. So he says, no, if they were matter an issa the eraisa the tzorech a mitzvah the rabbim. So he says, so could be that, that could be, would be mutter. He'll be mashlam the minion. That he was makel. But like this, he wasn't too keen to be makel on this. Now, Gebuchy, he's talking about a raft. And he says, a raft, there's no heter to go into the raft Erev Shabbos. He says, the whole lumdus niri kemese, there's a room and those, so that's mese, but to go on the raft Erev Shabbos, there's no heter. Bayim b'shari tshuvim, ach shu chutz l'tchum niri shein l'okul klav. Vayim b'shari tshuvim, simen zeh, b'simen reish memches, kshurim, וצורר שיהיה קשר כושר בראש היחד בסבינה בשני ביבושה, that it's tied securely, so then again one is permitted to enter the ship. Let us start Shin Mem. כמו דינים מדבורים אסורים בשבס, כאין תלדס מאובס ובוי יודלת סעיפים. סעיף אלף. Also, litoil soroi eitzipolnov. A person is not allowed to take off a hair or a nail that's growing. Bein biyad, bein bikli. That means, say, he takes it off biyad, he cuts it. That's like equivalent to yad. It's teeth is like yad. Bein biyad, bein bikli. Bein la'atzmoi, bein la'acherim. So this, the Bali said, is also. But he says, v'chayov, but he's chayiv, that's an issa of the Rabbonim. V'chayov al shtei sa'oreis. 2 sa'oreis, if he takes off 2 sa'oreis, 2 hairs, then he's chayiv. 1 sar is he's not chayiv achatos. 2 sores is chayiv achatos. And then
1 day or what's the shir? 1 hour and 1 day? Oh,
Shabbos.
This is Shabbos.
Yeah, but take off 2 sores.
1 week.
Yeah. He may grow 2 ices, yeah. 1 in the morning, 1 in the evening, yeah,
100%.
Yeah, it'll be chayiv, it was mashlam this year, yeah. Bein biyad, vuhu adin bishinov. If he takes off, that's your shayla, he takes off of his teeth, he bites off a nail, So it's also also mainly typically the avta mechabel hishmi yod likli. The mechabel says you know how to take it off with your hand with a kli. That means all of them are also. The bikulam yesh iso. Everything is also. Aval inyan chiyuba yesh chilek b'neim. Aval gabi the chiyuv chatos, there's a chilek. Dibiyad kota b'chol gavni. If a person takes off a fingernail or a hair beyond soy spotter shane derech zize bekach bechil. The derech zize is not beyond, so this is shaloi kederech, so it's also tashinoi, so it's also midarabonam. Ubikli, but if he takes it off of the scissors with a nail clipper, chayu bechol gavni. The havelay tilde the geizes. This is a tilde of geizes. A memele yechayev. Umashe kosev achakach. The chayev al shtei saores. Who davke bekli. Let's davke bekli. Then he's chayev al shtei saores, which we're going to learn soon. Hagavuch and Dirshu, he brings down a machloikis apoiskim. If a person takes off a saro bisam, he takes it off with a type of a cream that takes off the hair. Is this similar to a keli or is this similar to a yad? So the machloikis, the Kibin Rav held it's a shinui and it's potter. It's also only midrabbonon, and he brings down Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and Rav Eliashiv, that it's like a keli. So we hear be a machlokes to take off asar b'sam. Okay, v'chayev, and he's chayev al shtei saores and two saores. V'seyo echod yesh boi isure d'yeraise. One hair is an iso deraisa. K'moy kol chatsi shir shel kol ha'yisurim. V'chein adin, b'chol melochei Shabbos, lo'y be'inun shir linyan iso, elo linyan chiyev chatos. That by all melochei Shabbos, There's an iso by all melechei Shabbos. There is an iso of chotzi shir. Hagavuch, the Mishnah is in the Bir Halacha. He brings down a Chacham Tzvi that wants to say by melechei Shabbos there's no iso of chotzi shir. Only learn out chotzi shir kol chelev by achila b'midi de achila by melechei Shabbos. He wants to say there's no issa of chotzi shir, but I'll compone him the Mishamura Paskins that there is an issa of chotzi shir. So a person that takes off one sarah, one sayah, it's also minatoya, because we paskin chotzi shir is also minatoya. Fine. Now, before we go further, now, what is the shear? So here the Mechaber said, the shear is shtei saris, two hairs, that is the shear. What is the shear of a nail? Linyin netilas siponayim kosami loyrabim dafilu al sipoiren echod chayiv. This afilu one sipoiren, one nail you also chayiv. Bechem uchach lerbe semishin chav ches sif lamedalos. Fine. Now, before we go further, there is a big bir halacha here which discusses a very important nekudah. We just learned now that if a person takes off two saris, he's chayev. If he takes off one fingernail, he's chayiv. Was it mitakeli? He's chayiv. So there's a and this is a tilda of goizes. Now let us what was the goizes? The goizes was in the Mishkan. Let's say they cut off the wool from lambs or other things. That was the goizes. And here, if a person, this is a tilda. If a person would cut off the hair of his. So it's also chayiv, a fingernail, it's a tilda of goizes. It's if something that grew on something, you're cutting it off, you're chayiv, fine. Now, but there's a tremendous problem here. The goizes in the Mishkan was, they needed the wool. They cut the wool, they needed the wool. So that's called Amloche Atzriche Legufa. So you being goizes the wool. I need the wool. So fine, see a chayek. When a person cuts a fingernail, he doesn't need the fingernail. So it's a Amloche Shein Atzriche Legufa. That means I'm cutting the, I don't need the fingernail. So why are you chayek? Why are you chayek? This is a big problem.
Because you don't want it.
So that's not called Tzarech L'Gufa. Tzarech L'Gufa means you need the Gufa Meloche. And the Meloche was in the Mishkan that they needed the wool. That was the Gufa Meloche in the Mishkan. They needed the wool. We'll see some. And here, we don't need the nail. So this is a big problem. So others say that this Halacha that says your chayiv is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds the meloche shein tzricha legufa is chayiv. And the goyin says, the meloche brings down the goyin, oh, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, la loche, that's the Rambam shita, a meloche shein tzricha legufa is chayiv. In this, the chabar is like the Rambam. Fine. That's one mahalach. There's another mahalach that the Miralocha brings down. There's a murdike shitas arivosh. And there's a taisus akasha. Taisus says, taisus akasha. Taisus says, can we hold malacha shen tzricha legufa? Is proto, so why are you chayim by your chaytach, you cut shtei saris? And they says, it's speaking about he needs the hair. Such an akimta. He needs this, and then it's similar to he was geizes shema. Fine. There is a rivosh. The rivosh. A rivosh in Aran, and he brings down a whole bunch of other rishonim and bir aloche. The rivosh says, no. That's true. There was a goizes in the Mishkan, they needed the wool, they cut off the wool. There was another goizes in the Mishkan, when they needed the oil, they needed the skin, so they cut off the fur and the hair on the skin, that to smooth off the skin. They didn't need the hair on the skin. They needed the skin. They put skins on that was the ala mishkan. And they needed, because they did not need the hair. They needed to beautify the skin. Let's have a skin without hair on it. I can't others say there was a oil ala mishkan from Iris, so if I can't, they didn't want it to be fur on it, so it would absorb the water when it rained, so it would get very heavy. They didn't want that. If I can't, so in order to be misakin the skin, they cut off the hair. So the geizes in the Mishkan, there was a dual purpose of geizes. There was one geizes that they needed the wool. That's one geizes. So that's a melacha tzricha legufa. And there was another geizes they needed that to remiyape the oil, the skin. They wanted that the oil should be hair free. That's another geizes. That's the rivosh. So now, if I want to cut off my nail, So that's all the places that I say. I feel according to Rabbi Shimon that holds Amaloche Shein Tzricha Legufa is part of Mrs. Klotz Tzricha Legufa. I want that the nail should be cut off. That beautifies the nail. So that's called, or Mitzvah Asaya, you want the hair should come off. So we have here two Mahalchen. How to understand this halacha that you're not allowed to cut off, say you're not allowed to cut off on Sipurim, if this is going, the chiyuv is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, and if we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so then it's only also min Rabbanan, or according to the Ribosh, it will be also min HaTorah. Now that's, before we go further, we have to understand the two mahalchim here, how to learn pshat in this halacha. Now, what?
I have a question called Paul. I remember when I was on Paul. Oh, you ever go strong, it just touches. It would fall out. Wake up in the morning, it was on the pillow. Nothing. So, it was close.
It could be that's not called the crisis. I mean, it could be if it's loose, it's not attached. I mean, I don't know if that's really called attached. I mean, if you touch it and it falls out, that's what's called attached. We hear also by a nail, if the rim of the nail is cut already, so then it's only also me the rabbonim for sure. Here could be it's even less than that. I mean, it's if you just touch it and it falls out, could be that. I don't know. The rice, I think it's zichanat. No. Oh, it makes a lot of sense. Okay. So, others say that it's not true. They weren't geysers the fur. They scratched it off. Geysers is a pu'ula of cutting hair. That's the pu'ula of geysers. So others say in the Mishkanam side, they didn't cut the hair. They scraped it. That's right. Just to get it off. So that's the melacha memachek. But there was no pu'ula of cutting hair to beautify the skin. That's what others say. So they disagree vehemently with the reverse. There wasn't such a gracious in the Mishkan. I'm sorry, they didn't do that. Okay. Now, let us, before we go further, let us just appreciate what we're going to speak about a Shaila. It's brought down in Yeredeya, when a woman tables herself, so before she tables herself, she cuts her nails. The purpose of cutting the nails is a double purpose. One reason to cut the nails is because it's difficult to clean them. And you cut them, so you know there's no chetzitza there, there's no dirt there. If you cut them, there's no shayla of chetzitza. So because of this, there's a minig that women cut the nails before the tefillah. Fine, that's... We're talking about during the week. Shabbos, we run into problems. But we're talking about the middle of the week. That's what should be done. Fine. Now, there's another reason why to cut the nails. The Shach brings down another reason why to cut the nails. A very interesting, lumbish reason. There is a klal, since the minig is that they cut the nails, the minig is like that. So there is a hezbin of kol ha'oymed liktzayt kikotzat sami. That means something which is oymed to be cut off, halachically we consider ki'ilu it's cut off. Fine. Now, so what did we just said a mouthful now. So that means like this. That means if I have, let's say I have, this is the nail, and it's going to be cut off over here. So we say, since it's oimed to be cut over here, kol oimed lipsayis kikotzitz, so halachically it's like cut. The minute it's cut, but now I start scratching my head. If this is cut, so the nail ends over here. So the mayhem mikveh should touch this chelik of the nail, because it's cut already. The chelik is cut. So the nail ends over here. So the mayhem mikveh has to touch this chelik. And the top chelik of the nail is blocking the mayhem mikveh from touching it. This is a chetzitzer. So Mamela the Shach says, since it's Oymed Likzaitz, since the minig is that you cut it, so it's Kikotzutz Dami, so halachically we assume Kilo it is cut already, and if it is cut, so the nail ends the Mokim Akzitze, and that Mokim needs to be a smile. The Mokim has to, the Maya Mikveh has to surround it. And the Maya Mikveh is not surrounding it because the top part is over here. So it's a chetzitza. So the Shach says there are two reasons why one should cut the nails on before Tevilah. One, maybe there's a chetzitza. And then since the minig is to cut it, it's so now it is a chetzitza. In Lomdus it's a chetzitza. Now, so now we will learn our halacha and we'll try to understand the lomdes of the loch. The isha sheshokho litoil hatzipo naim erev Shabbos. Now we're going to come into an erens to shayla. A woman, normally she cuts her nails before tvila. She forgot to cut her nails. The isha tvilosa beleil Shabbos. And now the tvila is leil Shabbos. So, now there's a problem. So, Masik Amogim Avram. So now it's like this. Let's just say there's a machlokes of Taz and the Shach. The Taz says as follows. Saminik, they cut the nails. It's very good. She didn't cut the nails. Now it's Shabbos. So she just cleaned them well, not good in talk. The Shah, the Taz, didn't make too much of an asik out of it. It's a nice thing to do. She didn't do it. The Shah made a bigger asik out of it. We have the second one, but Lipsis Kikotsis dummy, so there's a chetzitz already. I mean, you can't go, you're clean, he's clean. And then he holds that it's more serious. You have to cut it. But the Shabbos, what do we do? So now, Masik Amogin Avram, Shetoim Eloi Vet Gilulim Little Biyat. Now, if you can get a guy who can bite off the nails or peel off the nails without cutting it with a keli, let's say she can soak the nails in water before so it's soft, and if he can do it beyond, that's gewaldig. So what can we accomplish? So it's a miralakum, one shmus. The guy is doing a darabonon is a second shmus. A shmus, the shmus, b'moke mitzvah. That is, if this is possible to do such a thing, that the guy will be able to cut it off the yadon. That's right. Yeah, I'm saying that's right. Fine. Ve'im yamshel biyad. What if we can't do it? Mutar al yodoy afilu bekeli. Now, here we have to clear our throats and then. And so this is an Issa deraisa. So the Mogen Avraham said, well, like this, Shitus HaTosfos says that it's a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, because we pass like Rab Shimon. So it's Baita Rad HaRabbonim. לא, זה ריבון שעות, זה... זה מחלקס, זה מחלקס. Taisvis and the reverse. So according to Taisvis, cutting off the nail with a keli is a darabonon. That's a malachis in Tzich Legufe. Amir Elatum. So we will be Seimech and Taisvis. Look at that one. Look at on his shoulders. We'll be Seimech and Taisvis. The Bir Aloche did not want to be Seimech and Taisvis. There's a lot of place can hold like the Ribosh. But the Bir Aloche says, Alomtus, he says, Afil according to the Ribosh, it's a Darabona. Why? He says, because the Ribosh just said, if you want to beautify the skin, and you cut off the hair for that, so that's cool. That was the... He says, yeah, I don't want to beautify your skin. I just want to get rid of the nail. It's not, let me have a problem of chetzitze. She's not interested now in manicuring her nails and trimming her nails. She's not interested in them. But halachically, if you won't cut it off, it'll be a chetzitze in the tefillin. So memelem, So I'm not, so still call the Malachis and Tzrichel and Gupe, Afilu according to the Ribosh, and Italagoy. That's already places.
Wait, Pesach equal go make the Malachis. No, but then they take off Malachis and brush the fingernail. And that's also the deal. Previous guys that...
Erev Pesach, what's the shallow face?
People
who
do that
today. Yeah, so what's your problem? Hello, it's Erev Pesach to cut the nails?
You regular people go at the
front, yeah, they make muscle, yeah. Well, they brush off, yeah. Okay, they were more mach, my says. Because there, there's only a problem of dough. Some dough maybe got into the nails. Here, there's a problem of chetzitza. Chetzitza is a bigger problem. There's a shalom and there's a chorus. These are only chshoshes. This is a bigger chash, a bigger problem. But just let us finish that loch and then we'll see. So, Memelem, so he brings this down, la lochem. In the Bir Aloche, he says, "Shein kavanah shelo lisnois, rak l'tzeirich tefillah." The Mele, he can tell a goy. Yeah, v'mem shem yamut ay devil, b'kiv v'mein ayvin gilulim. Yeah, but if there's no goy. There's no goy. So with a goy, we can bend backwards. It's shvus l'shvus, and we'll say it's... But if there's no goy, so then it's bitter. Nire v'meinai v'gilulim, nire shiyes lismoich b'shas adchak al hanikir, so there will be semich on the tas, that the whole problem is only, it's a hiddur. Not to say hiddur, to cut the nails, al chetzitza, but listen, it's a hiddur to be a shame of Shabbos also. So if you have a goy, I'm a shame of Shabbos through the goy, so it's a shmus to shmus, but Mokhe Mitzvah will give a heter of, so I'm a shame of Shabbos, but if I don't have a goy, so then we're going to be shaykh, what's better to tell her to So what should you do? So then we'll be saying on the Taz, Mishas Atrak, Al Nikr, Shetanaka Tachas at Sepurim, Obuvad, Shetayin, Eitem, Shleyeh, Boishum Tinov, she should be boiding it very well, and that's what we will do.
Thank you.